today, John Kasich's advisors said Kasich will drop out of the Republican presidential campaign. Last night, Ted Cruz suspended his campaign. Cruz's announcement came as news to the head of the Washington State Cruz campaign. Mercer Island resident Saul Gammerin told me he was not expecting Cruz to withdraw, but that Kasich's dropping out, that's a non-event.
It is no relevance. I mean, whether he stays in or drops out, he was a dead man walking months ago, so I don't think it affects anything.
How did you react when your man with Ted Cruz dropped out?
Oh, I was disappointed and surprised. He was coming here today. We had a day and a half of a tremendous rally set up across the state from Bothell to Spokane to Vancouver, and we had a big fundraiser tonight, and we were very excited about it, and so naturally we were disappointed when we heard the news.
Ted Cruz will not be coming to Washington State now. You are left in an awkward position. You have said you're not a fan of Donald Trump, so what do you do now?
Well, I don't feel like I'm in an awkward position. I'm an American. I have values, and I was proud to support Ted Cruz, and he did the best he could. We did the best we could. We think we would have gotten a terrific result here in our state. We certainly did a great. We're very successful in the delegate campaign, and we have a large majority of delegates going to Pasco, preparing to send a delegation to Cleveland. So I don't feel awkward at all. I just feel disappointed and tired.
I'm wondering about what you do now in this presidential election, presumably between Hillary Clinton and a man you've said you do not support, the Republican presumptive nominee. So what do you do next?
Well, I would say this. I certainly couldn't support Trump. He doesn't represent my values. And really, that's as far as I've gotten at this point. You know, I'm not trying to be coy. I just haven't thought it through past the fact that I could never support Donald Trump. And, you know, I suppose there are some Cruz supporters that would support Donald Trump, but I've never met any of them.
Is there anything Hillary Clinton could do to earn your vote?
Nothing occurs to me at the moment. But, you know, now, this is probably in the category of, it's been less than 24 hours, and the idea, that question really hadn't been posed to me before because it was kind of, would have thought of silly. You know, I think in this situation, I'm not the first to go through it. The main thing is to take a breath, get some sleep, rest, and contemplate. But she doesn't represent my views either.
Are you sure, Saul, that there's no Washington State Ted Cruz campaign for you to head up? I mean, people have long talked about a contested convention. The Republican Party doesn't seem to support Trump. So is there still a Cruz campaign? It's just suspended maybe until the convention?
Well, if that's the case, it's news to me. But I don't think that's being realistic. I think that the idea of a contested convention is simply that we strongly believe as Americans in majority rule. And no matter what Trump would whine about it, he needed 1,237 delegates. And the fact is, he's going to have those delegates before the convention. So I can't predict what's going to be happening in Cleveland, but I've seen nothing from the Cruz campaign indicating they're going to put up some sort of a fight. Again, Ted Cruz is a strong believer in supporting the Constitution and the democratic process. So I don't think he's going to be involved in some sort of a plot to defy the will of the American people. I think that's what he said last night.
But what about Ted Cruz running as an independent?
Oh, I've seen no interest in that, and I think he fought hard for the Republican nomination, and I think that he belongs to the Republican Party. I think what he tried to do was to keep our party from being hijacked, and he was not successful in doing that.
You don't like Clinton, you don't like Trump. Could you imagine yourself supporting or even getting involved in some kind of third party campaign?
I don't. I think it's unrealistic at this point that a third party candidate could have any kind of campaign. Look, you had a fellow with $30 billion, Michael Bloomberg, looked at it and he didn't think it was feasible. So I think it's fair to say it's not feasible. So I think the candidates and the choices are going to be Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. And people, myself included, are going to have to reconcile ourselves to that and do the best we can. We have three choices. We can vote for one, vote for the other, or register our opinion by not voting. Those are the choices.
Saul Gammarin is Washington State Chair of Senator Ted Cruz's campaign, such as it is. Cruz had planned to campaign here this week, but he suspended things last night after losing yesterday's Indiana primary to Donald Trump. Now, as I said, John Kasich is also reportedly dropping out today. Kasich had wide support here in Washington among our state's mainstream elected Republicans. His campaign co-chairs here included former Governor Dan Evans, former U.S. Senator Slade Gorton, and former Attorney General Rob McKenna, who told us how he sees likely Republican nominee Donald Trump.
Well, it's bad for the Republican Party establishment, of which I'm a card-carrying member, because Trump came in and, as we see it, hijacked our party. But what really happened, if you step away from it and look at it more objectively, is that a whole lot of voters who might not have voted in the Republican primary at all were attracted to Trump because of his strong anti-establishment message. And I think what that really amounts to is a whole lot of folks in this country who support Trump and another group who support Sanders who are very unhappy with the direction of the country, and they want to fire the establishment. They want to fire the Clintons. They want to fire everyone associated with the Republican establishment in D.C., and that is what Trump embodies for them. He has tapped into a deep wellspring of discontent that no one running things in D.C. right now really appreciated before.
Lots of us are used to a president and a nominee who we don't see completely eye to eye with. How not okay are you with Donald Trump?
Well, I can't support Trump. I think he's a demagogue and an opportunist with no real foundation in principles or values that I can detect. So I'll probably write in John Kasich as my candidate for president when I vote.
Are you telling your fellow Republicans, you and your many other Kasich supporters, the moderate Washington Republican faction, is this the plan, is to write in John Kasich?
Well, I would like to see lots of my fellow Republicans do that. John Kasich would beat Hillary Clinton if they squared off in November. And more and more, it looks like the Cleveland convention is going to end up being a political Jonestown where, you know, the Trump delegates drink the Kool-Aid and then die politically, because he can't win. He's going to be slaughtered by Clinton in November, and it could cost us races down ballot as well. The only reason I can see that we won't have that kind of effect down ballot in our races for Senate and Congress and local races is that Trump does seem to be turning people out to vote who were otherwise not participating. The question is, will they vote for other Republicans on the ballot, number one? And number two, will Republican turnout be affected, you know, the base Republican vote, the people who consider themselves, members of the Republican Party? And that is now it's just too early to say.
So you're still supporting Kasich, but you could argue Kasich has proven he can't win either. So are you basically writing off this election? Are you saying, hey, we cannot let Trump be the nominee and we need a third party or some other more drastic solution? What are you working at right now?
A third party is not a realistic option. It would not have been a realistic option for Trump if, you know, he fell short. It's not a realistic option for Governor Kasich or anyone else. It's too late to qualify to get on the ballots in too many states as an independent candidate or a third-party candidate. So that just isn't realistic. So I think that if Trump is the nominee, what the Republicans will end up doing is focusing in the Senate, congressional, state legislative races, and other races at a more local level, which we've seen happen before when it was obvious that Senator Dole would not defeat Bill Clinton when President Clinton was running for re-election. The way that down-ballot damage was limited was by focusing on the local issues in those races, and that actually worked quite well in that election.
In one sense, Donald Trump did his job. He said what it took to become, probably, apparently, the Republican nominee. How do you know that Trump doesn't now pivot? General election time, he moderates his views, you know, he's hiring advisors. And are you sure Donald Trump can't be not your guy, but someone who could be president?
Well, I think it just is extremely unlikely that he can win in November, given how far behind he is, how high his negatives are, particularly with women voters. Having said that, I hope that he pivots enough to limit the damage that could be done to the Republican Party going forward and to our candidates down ballot from him.
Let's talk about that damage. The head of the Republican National Committee, Reince Priebus, says in a tweet, "We all need to unite and focus on defeating Clinton." There's your party, Rob McKenna. Do you and all the many moderate Washington Republicans like you, do you need a new party?
No, I don't think so. I think this is like confusing climate with weather. You don't want to confuse one election with, you know, what's going on as a long-term trend. But I do think this is a pivotal moment in the Republican Party's history. I think that Senator Cruz's inability to finish this campaign and be competitive for the nomination indicates that the Reagan-Goldwater era of the party is coming to a close, because it just doesn't have broad enough appeal. Even though I'm a Reagan Republican, I see the handwriting on the wall. And it means the party needs to morph into something that has a broader appeal to voters of color, to women voters, to younger voters especially. And I think that can happen. I think that over time that will happen. But it doesn't necessarily happen overnight. Recall how many elections for president the Democratic Party lost in the 70s and 80s until Bill Clinton kind of yanked them back towards the center with the group that he formed. And, of course, we have to remember that this is a dynamic situation. Things are changing on the Democratic side of the aisle as well. Bernie Sanders has, and his supporters have pulled the Democratic Party to the left. The center of gravity in that party has shifted left, probably too far left for the comfort of a lot of voters, which is why Governor Kasich would win, I think, if he were up against Hillary Clinton in November. So it's a dynamic situation, and I don't think you can predict the long-term future based on a single election.
That is former Washington State Attorney General Rob McKenna. He's been a co-chair with the Washington Kasich campaign here in Washington. Says he's not going to vote for Trump. He's still a Republican. He's not going to vote for a Democrat. He's going to write in John Kasich and focus on helping his kind of Republicans get elected to Congress.